Thanks for listening to the Inner Life Podcast. Be sure to join us every weekday at 11 a.m. Central on Relevant Radio or on the Relevant Radio app. Find your local Relevant Radio station at relevantradio.com or stream us live every day on the Relevant Radio app.
It's time to set out on the pathway to healing and light. This is the Inner Life on Relevant Radio. If you have questions or concerns about your faith journey, if you are struggling or searching for something more, if you are in need of some spiritual direction, our Catholic priests are here to help.
One heart at a time.
Welcome to the Inner Life on Relevant Radio.
Hello and welcome once again to our hour of spiritual direction here on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. This is The Inner Life. I'm Josh Raymond. How are you with fixing a problem if your sink, you know, there's some dripping that's going on, or maybe there's a clogged drain? Can you do some of the basic plumbing work yourself, or do you have to call in a plumber to fix the problem? I'm pretty good with plumbing. I don't do much with electrical, but when it comes to plumbing, I'm okay. I wouldn't want to try and move the location of a drain, you know, anything that's too sophisticated, but I can manage moderate plumbing work in our house. I will also say it's really nice to live in a world where YouTube is available. You can look up tutorial videos for almost any kind of project that you might be doing around your home. Now, the first time that I ever did any real kind of plumbing, do-it-yourself work, something that was more than just unclogging a drain. It was the first house that my wife and I had purchased. This was in Salem, Oregon. And it was this little three-bedroom, one-bath starter home. We'd been there for maybe a year, year and a half, 2 years, something like that. And one morning, as I was getting ready for work, the faucet for the cold water in the bathroom sink, it snapped off and water started gushing out. And I quickly found the shutoff valve under the sink. And then I ended up calling into work, taking an unscheduled day off so I could spend time fixing our bathroom sink. Now, this was actually prior to YouTube existing, so I was on my own here. And I drove over to the closest hardware store that was in our neighborhood, and I wanted to find a replacement faucet. I actually found the exact same faucet, so I bought it because I knew it would work. It would fit the sink. And so back home, I started to take out the old faucet, but as my wife and I, we'd only been married a few years at this point. We're still starting out. And I was in the accumulation phase of basic tools for home projects. And I didn't have any pliers other than one small basic pair. So I needed something with a wider opening to get at some of the pieces, some of the fittings that I needed to loosen to take out that old faucet. So I found myself driving back to the hardware store to buy what are called channel lock pliers. They're those pliers that you typically see a plumber use. So back home again, I got that old faucet taken out. But in the process of doing that, there's the two hoses, one that goes from hot, one that goes from cold water. I ruined one of those hoses going to the line in the wall. So I went back to the hardware store again, and I bought two new hoses for under the sink. And I figured if I was replacing one, might as well replace them both, just get everything fixed. I got the hoses replaced back at home and finally installed the new faucet. And then I turned on the knobs of the two water valves under the sink. But now one of those valves, it had a slow drip that was starting where from that place where the knob turns. So I shut them both off again and I headed back to the hardware store to buy two new valves. And as I was going through the checkout line there for the fourth time that day, seeing the same person there that's checking me out, I wondered how many other people do the same thing. How often did the cashier see someone like me just return again and again to get one more thing? Oh, there's that one other thing that I need for that project that I'm working on. Thankfully, this was my last trip to the hardware store that day. And after that, I was able to get everything finished up and the water turned on and there was no leaking or dripping where it shouldn't be. Everything worked as it should. All of that back and forth to the hardware store, though, it ate up a significant portion of my day. And so I learned from that experience, if I have a project around the house, whatever it is, To the best of my ability, I try now to plan ahead for all the different pieces or parts, whatever it is, the materials that I will need. And having all of those parts or materials available, not having to stop over and over, not having to keep going back to the store, it makes for a more efficient and an easier job in the end. If I try and wing it, and sometimes I still do, if I try and wing it without planning ahead for the project, sometimes I can get it done quickly, but often I'll find myself having to come to that point where I stop, need to make a run to the hardware store, pick up something for whatever part, whatever piece I don't have at my home. So planning ahead, it really makes that huge difference. Now, similarly, in your spiritual life, if you try and wing it, if you don't have a plan in place, if you don't prepare, will your spiritual journey be successful? Well, maybe. But you might hit some points where you stall along the way, or maybe you don't make the progress that you'd like to see. But if you approach your spiritual life with a plan, even though you might have to make some revisions to that plan along the way, things change, that's okay. You at least have a much better chance of success in the long run. And this is what we want to look at today here on the Inner Life, the concept of having that plan for our spiritual life. And joining us today, I'm very glad to welcome back Father Ramil Fajardo. Father Ramil is a priest in the Archdiocese of Chicago. He's a resident priest at Holy Name Cathedral. He's also a judge of the Metropolitan Tribunal. Additionally, he serves as director of liturgy and the Cardinal's delegate for the St. James Chapel and the Archbishop Quigley Pastoral Center. And he's also the rector of the National Shrine of St. Francis Xavier Cabrini. Father Ramil, welcome back to The Inner Life. Glad to talk to you today.
Good morning, Josh. Thank you for inviting me back.
Well, so plan of life, plan for our spiritual life here. We might think that on the surface, do we really need it? They're also, you know, this is one of those things that I really have not heard discussed a lot in a lot of basic kind of introductions to spirituality. It's something that almost seems a little hidden, almost behind the scenes a lot of times. So can you kind of walk us through basics of what a plan of life is and why it is important for us?
Absolutely. First and foremost, our Sunday gospel this past Sunday was a perfect setup for today's conversation. Take a look at Martha and Mary, and take a look at what our Lord said about both of them. He said to Martha, "You're worried about a lot of different things, a lot of details, but Mary has chosen the better part." And it's not, as I preached this past weekend, it's not about setting one against the other. It's not about saying one is better than the other. Our faith is always about yes and. And that is about finding Christ in our everyday, ordinary life. We're going to find Christ wherever we are, or we're not going to find him at all. If we don't make an effort, we're not going to find Christ, and we're not going to become saints. That's what all of the holy men and women of our great tradition talks about. Finding Christ. And if we don't find Christ, we're going to bring him. So your example about the plumbing and things like that, my dad tried to teach me a lot of those things. I was kind of hopeless myself. I'm like, I don't have a technical mind. But the one thing that we can do as followers of our Lord is to keep our eyes on him. So and I really appreciate your invitation, because this is kind of a real passion of mine, is helping people become saints in the world by keeping our eyes focused on the Lord. So a plan of life is absolutely vital, a conscious effort on our part to stay closely united to the Lord. And with the help of the Blessed Virgin, St. Joseph, and all the saints, our guardian angels, we can actually have a very joyful experience even in the most difficult activities of our day. And we all have them. We have great experiences. We also have real challenges. And a plan of life is a way to schedule that encounter every single moment.
So that scheduling that encounter, having that plan, what will it look like for, you know, are there certain areas that are going to be the same or at least similar for everyone, or is just depending on your life situation, you know, what maybe what season of life you're in, responsibilities that you have, is it going to be truly unique for every individual?
It is both unique and the same. Yes, and. The first important thing is the desire to be a saint. That's the first desire. We want the Lord. We want what he wants, and that is to become intimately united with him. So it begins with the will. If any of our friends are listening to this, then the desire is to become a saint, to be even closer to our Lord. That being said, we're all busy people. You know, you're running a show, I'm a priest, and some of our listeners are in the office on a break listening in, some are retired. The diversity of life experience at this point in our lives does not destroy that integral and primary unity and desire for our Lord. So, yes, and. Yes, the principles are the same, and yes, one has to adapt them as is necessary. And that's the life of prayer and the various, what we call in the church, norms of piety. The way we pray, when we pray, those have to be adapted. And I should say this, a plan of life is not a checklist. This is a huge, huge thing I have to bring up right away. I hear it in confessions. I hear it when people approach me. It is not a checklist. It is a way of life. It is as unobtrusive as the breath you are taking right now. It is as hidden as the heartbeat you have at this very moment. You don't think about it. It is natural. I have to emphasize that. This is not a checklist. I think, Josh, you should know this. Us Americans, we really like to see results.
Yeah. Right.
And therefore, we need a checklist. I'm successful if I've done this.
Yeah.
Well, you know, flexibility, naturalness, all of this is super, super important. We are who we are, and our Lord loves us because of that. And it's the effort we make to reach out for him that he will run out to meet us, just like the story, the parable he told us of the prodigal son and the father. The father didn't wait. He ran down that hill to embrace him. Well, that's God right there. That's our Lord. We just need to turn towards him and look and start.
As you're talking about, you know, this is not a checklist. It should be something that we are able to naturally have as part of the ebb and flow of our day. If we're just starting out, though, I would have to think that, as with almost anything, before it becomes kind of natural, you do it without thinking, you're going to have to put some effort and you're going to have to be deliberate at the beginning before it becomes routine or habitual, so that it is, as you say, something that just kind of flows naturally in the background for us. So that initial startup, is that common, that we would have that deliberate mindset, that we are putting a little more energy and focus and thought into maintaining the different points throughout our day where we are saying, okay, I want to build this time into my day for prayer and for reflection, for adoration, for whatever it is that I'm trying to incorporate throughout the course of my day and my week?
Absolutely. I remember something my mom used to tell me when I was a kid, don't let your eyes be hungrier than your stomach. And in those souls who are very eager to become closer to our Lord, this is where the checklist mentality begins. All of a sudden, we have to do this. We have to accomplish this. We have to reach this point. But no, actually, it is a deliberate decision, a choice to say, in freedom, Lord, I love you. Now, let me begin. So I would say the very first thing is to schedule a routine every day. And there should be a certain schedule, but also a definite need for flexibility. As a canon lawyer, among my classmates, one of the things we talk about all the time is, for example, when we get questions from priests, well, at what point do we pray the Liturgy of the Hours? I mean, if we miss these hours, what do we do? And it's always down to praying the hours when they need to be prayed. But what if you're caught in a meeting? And we do all have those. We have meetings all day, some of us, and you can't get to the hours when they're recommended. Morning prayer, noon prayer, evening prayer, what happens? And that's where the genius of a plan of life really kicks in. a really healthy spiritual life knows the need for order and discipline. Those are not ejected and overridden, but a natural flexibility. A natural flexibility with an accountability that, yes, I would like to continue doing the best I can, flexible when I need to be.
You know, I remember hearing, actually, let me open up the phones here, too, as we're talking. Our spiritual director here on The Inner Life is Father Ramil Fajardo, and we're talking about having that plan for our spiritual life, how we can have that vision of wanting to become saints, of wanting to draw closer, grow closer to Christ. And in the way that we structure our day, that we have a deliberate plan for our day, that enables us to make that steady growth, that steady progress in our spiritual life. What are some of the routines that you've established in your spiritual life? And when you first started following a plan for your daily time of prayer or other spiritual activities, did you notice a difference then in your progress compared to when you didn't have that plan? Or maybe you're struggling to find the time to do all the things that you want to do in your spiritual life. Maybe you have a question for Father Ramil and you'd like to call in. Our studio phone number, 888-914-9149. Again, it's 888-914-9149. Or you can email us, innerlife@relevantradio.com. And so, Father, I remember hearing... This was a person who was an Opus Dei, and part of that religious, I want to say community. What is it? It's not a, there you go. Thank you, Nick. Yeah, personal prelature. And so this person was talking about how they had all these different prayers that they wanted to pray throughout their day, and that they almost never accomplished all the prayers that they set out to do. But that was okay, because they knew they'd kind of overloaded themselves. So there was a bit of humility that was experienced in that I'm not able to do this on my own. I have certain limitations. But I also know that the more that I can try and strive towards accomplishing all of that time in prayer, all of those prayers I do want to say, that it will help my growth in holiness. And so when you're talking about, we want that order and discipline, we go in with a plan, but there's also that flexibility and that understanding that it's okay. You know, sometimes that plan won't hit exactly the same way every single day for us, just because of what life brings us, that it not only helps us to be flexible, but I really appreciated the comment of, it helps us to kind of reinforce our humility and not get caught up maybe in pride that, look at how great I'm doing. You know, we keep ourselves kind of in check even in that way.
Exactly. I'm glad you brought that up, because I have used that article that I believe you're referring to, the article Opus Dei in Everyday Life by Michael Pakalik. It's on EWTN. And somebody showed it to me and said, there, that is an article. If you're interested in learning everyday life and a plan of life, that's the article you want to read. Why? Because Michael speaks about how to integrate in a very busy life. It's all about integrating into a busy daily life. And again, I have to reemphasize this. It is not a checklist. It is a natural rhythm of prayer, which, inspired by the grace of the Holy Spirit, we want to do better. We want to do better. And so therefore, we will make the effort, but we will not haul ourselves over the coals if we say, for example, miss a specific norm, a specific prayer. You know, it's learning humility, like you said, a very good point. I suffer from that myself, because I'm like, oh no, I got to do the office, I got to do this. And I feel guilty if I can't get to what I'm planning to do. But our Lord also says we have to give primacy to the Lord. But like with Martha, hospitality was very important. It's a very important reminder that we will find holiness in our everyday life if we bring our Lord to our duties. If we make holy our work, then we will make ourselves holy, and we will make others holy through our work.
So it all turns out good in the end.
Absolutely. If we say to our Lord, we want what you want.
Yep. Yep. Again, talking with Father Ramil Fajardo here. And our phone number, 888-914-9149. As we're talking about having that plan for our spiritual lives, our growth in holiness, growing closer to Christ. And what are some of the things that you have incorporated into your spiritual routine, your spiritual life, whether that's on a daily basis, a weekly basis, and how has that made a difference in your life? Or maybe you have a question about how to approach setting up that plan, some of the strategies, some of the tips that might be good to keep in mind. You're welcome to call in and speak with Father Ramil, 888-914-9149. And we'll be back with more right after this here on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. We receive over 1 million prayer requests every year, thanks in part to the Catholic Order of Foresters studio line, helping us stay connected to your intentions. Learn how our sponsor can support your family with life insurance at relevantradio.com/Forester, an Illinois life insurance society not available in all states. Welcome back to The Inner Life here on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. I'm Josh Raymond, joined today by Father Ramil Fajardo, a priest in the Archdiocese of Chicago. And today we're talking about how we can set up that plan for our spiritual lives. How have you accomplished that in your own life? What are some of the different things that you've brought into place? Maybe different times that you pray, different prayers that you focus on, ways that you incorporate it, especially if you're busy. You know, if you're busy with working, with family life, with other obligations, how do you find those times and work that in so that you have that regular communication with God, so that you can make your life an ongoing prayer day in and day out? Maybe that is a struggle for you and you're looking for some advice, some insight. You're welcome to call and talk with Father Ramil Fajardo, 888-914-9149, 888-914-9149. Maybe you have had great success in that plan of life. Maybe it's been a struggle. We'd love to hear your story and have you share, 888-914-9149. Father, we were talking about having that order and that discipline in our lives as we set up that plan for how our day looks, for the different prayers that we want to pray, for the different times that we want to spend in prayer. But there's also the flexibility. And of course, as we are living our lives as Christians, we want to follow the leading of the Holy Spirit. But sometimes I think that we can then adopt a mentality of waiting. I just want to wait here until God gives me this sign or makes it so abundantly and crystal clear on what He wants me to do with my life and how I should proceed, that we can sometimes get into this waiting mode rather than engaging at least in some way in that planning and that structure, that we end up possibly missing out on small opportunities for little bits of growth in our everyday life spiritually.
You know, listen, that's a wonderful, wonderful point. I'll give you an illustration. Over the years, I've been really happy and blessed to be invited to go sailing out on Lake Michigan. So I would be on a boat, and one of the things that we do is we aim towards returning back to the pier, to the dock, all right? Whether it's Navy Pier or Belmont Harbor or Diversey Harbor, you got the dock in sight. But you've got to constantly move the wheel and the rudder so that you don't get taken off course by the waves and the wind. Sometimes Lake Michigan can be pretty choppy, and sometimes it can be pretty clear. But nevertheless, you're constantly adjusting the direction to adapt to the weather conditions or the lake conditions. The spiritual life is the same way. One has to be very deliberate to say, I am going to do this. I want, Lord, to be yours. And I want to do an ordered way of life every single day. And sometimes our lives are going to blow us off course a tiny bit. And maybe sometimes even going to be pretty stormy. but it's constantly adjusting the wheel and the rudder so that we always keep moving. And we never take our eyes off the end goal, which is to get back to that pier, to that dock. So to answer your question, Josh, we have to first wake up every morning with a desire to serve God. Very first thing is, Lord, I love you. I will serve you. So the very first thought of our day really must be to greet our Lord. If we have our Lord in our sights and in our minds from the very first moment to acknowledge him immediately, then you know what? He will never leave our mind. With a little effort on our part, but we've acknowledged him, we've made that connection. All right, now let's build on that.
Talking with Father Ramil Fajardo here today on The Inner Life and taking your phone calls as we talk about developing that plan for our spiritual life, 888-914-9149, 888-914-9149. Father, Liz is calling in, listening in California. Hi, Liz. Thanks for being on the program. You're on the air.
Good morning.
Hello. Good morning. I agree totally about starting your day with Jesus first thing, and I just wanted to share my experience. I actually spend that time setting alarms and planning. Years ago when my father died, I did Ignatius, and I started planning my holy hour. So it's a date with Jesus. It's scheduled in my day. And I felt God speaking to me and ordering my life and my thoughts and my mind, I was able to then plan other prayer throughout the day. And, you know, I set alarms and things go off all day for different, you know, rosary, the Angelus, the hours. And I'm a very busy realtor, but if I hear the alarm and I can do it, I do it. If I can't, I don't. I may do it later, like a half an hour later. But my experience has been that, you know, Jesus knows my heart and he knows that I want to be with him and I want to pray with him. So whether I do it right at that moment or a little bit later, he always, you know, works with me and he'll order my thoughts. And I've, the one thing that's really, you know, been, you know, he's been trying to teach me is that just always turn to me, you know, always turn to me when you have a decision, always turn to me in prayer, when something's bothering you, when you're having a hard time, you know? So I think it's all about training yourself to just go to God, you know, and scheduling those things. Like you said, I always schedule my holy hour. I try not to miss it every day. So just wanted to share.
Amen.
That.
Right there. Just as I was saying, your end goal, the end goal of a soul in love with the Lord is to never take your eyes off of him. So sometimes you're going to have to adjust, but your default position is back to the Lord. When can I get it done? When can I do these norms of piety? As soon as I can. And again, it's not about success or failure. It's about faithfulness, staying close to the Lord. So correct. You are absolutely correct. If it has to adapt, it has to adapt. And that's fine. We'll get to it when we can. And if not, well, let's try better tomorrow. You know, good old Catholic spiritual theology, which I have to keep repeating to myself as well as to others, presence of God. If we live in the presence of God and beginning with the very first moment of our day, we're going to feel him in a very, very, very special way.
Liz, thanks for calling in and sharing your thoughts with us. And Father, you know, one of the things that she said too that stuck out to me, and it made me think of a couple of examples. She said, even if I don't make that time, you know, I'm caught up with something in work, something keeps me from, you know, even if I've got an alarm going off, it keeps me from being able to have that designated time I normally pray. Jesus knows my heart. He knows I want to be with him. I want to be spending that time in prayer. And I was thinking of our two prior popes, and there's two stories that I remember hearing about them. One with St. John Paul II, where there was this big international incident that had just happened, and a cardinal came in and wanted to interrupt the Pope while he was praying. And the Pope just said, it's okay, it can wait. And there was this pressure that, you know, this is really important. We need to address this now. And when he found out what the international incident was and how important it was, Pope John Paul II said, well, it's really good that I spent that extra time in prayer because now we can deal with this in the proper way. The other story I remember is Pope Benedict XVI, Pope Emeritus. And it was a spiritual director that I saw years ago. And he was telling me, you know, Pope Benedict has been very open about the fact that when he prays the rosary, sometimes he'll spend so much time in reflection and meditation that he won't make it through all five mysteries. He might only get through the first one, two, three mysteries of the rosary that he's praying there in that day, just because he'll take that time in the prayer to reflect, to meditate upon the life of our Lord, the life of our Lady, and not make it a checklist moment like you were talking about. He just lets the prayer be that opportunity to commune with Christ. And to know that we have one example of a pope who said, nope, those other things, they might seem really important, but they can wait. But then also not to have that checklist mentality that we can take our time in prayer, and even if we don't make it through everything, it's okay. We have just simply wanted to be in the presence of God and have that time. And you might not get through the whole list of what you're trying to do. It's okay. I love those two examples. And I think that goes back to that comment from Liz. Jesus knows my heart. He knows my desire is there.
And that's I'll add one more vignette. I can't remember exactly who it was, but it was, I think, Fulton Sheen quoting Francis de Sales or Vincent de Paul. I can't remember. But Fulton Sheen said, I try to do 30 minutes of prayer time. And when I'm really, really busy, I do an hour. And Fulton Sheen was a big proponent of a daily holy hour, daily holy hour. So the saints have already known this. It doesn't matter. Presence of God is very important. My own personal practice is 30 minutes in the morning, 30 minutes in the evening or afternoon to equal that 1 hour. Some people can do a full hour. But flexibility, again, is necessary. The important thing, as our Lord said in the Gospel of Sunday, is that Mary has chosen the better part, and that is presence of God. But we're all busy people, and to your point and to Liz's point, we'll find God in our everyday, ordinary lives. A little effort on our part, though, and sometimes the surrender that, Lord, this has to be done at the moment. I'm sorry, I'll get back to you shortly. Our Lord will understand. Our Lord does know that. There's a flexibility, and he knows our heart. You know, our busy days are required. I mean, I can't imagine a doctor in the middle of a surgery or a surgeon all of a sudden, got to stop the surgery right now. I got a norm to do. That's not how it works.
Yeah.
That's not how it works.
Again, our phone number here to call in and join us on The Inner Life, 888-914-9149. As we're talking about that spiritual plan for our life, how we can put that in place, and we can then have the flexibility, but be able to have that structure in our day. And how have you been able to build those times in your day to plan ahead so that you know you're going to have those opportunities for prayer? Even if things in the moment kind of derail that normal routine or that plan, how you're able to then get back into that routine as soon as possible. And how have you seen that as a benefit for your life? Maybe you have a question, or it's been difficult for you to set up that routine. Just life circumstances have made it very, very difficult. You know, maybe you have a rotating schedule at work. Maybe, you know, just with family life and young children, it makes it difficult to find consistent times that you can have on your own for prayer. You're welcome to call in and ask a question of Father Ramil, 888-914-9149. Father Madin is calling in from Oregon. Hi, Madin. Welcome to The Inner Life.
Good morning. Well, how delightful to be able to do this. In my spiritual routine, the most difficult part is the discipline of silence. And yep, it's easy for me to pray and do everything. And well, not easy, but, you know, easier because I'm busy in my mind. It's easier to have something to latch onto. And then when I get to the period of just relaxing and feeling God's presence, that's much harder. I have difficulty with sitting in the silence.
Absolutely. I like to chuckle about that with my spiritual directees, because when we're praying, we talk to God, but sometimes I ask my directees, are you talking with God or are you talking at God? Have we chosen to just sit for a moment and let him do the talking? And that's to your point about the silence. We want results. We need results to verify and to validate that our prayer life is in fact working. But remember the old expressions. I think it was in the Baltimore Catechism. What are the ends of prayer? First and foremost, praise, adoration, and worship. We come to prayer to praise, worship, and adore. And the very last thing we do is to ask for something. God already knows what we need. So I completely resonate with what you're saying. It's so hard to sit in silence, isn't it? Even during Eucharistic adoration, just to spend a few minutes with the Lord, it's so tempting to sit, to talk, to say something. But he knows our heart already. He knows our heart. How about we give him the chance to talk to us? So thank you so much. That's an excellent point. Excellent point.
Yeah, you know, another thought that comes to mind is sometimes when we want to go into those moments of silence, and maybe we can pick this up on the other side of the break here, Father, too. You know, at the beginning of kind of that jumping into our spiritual journey, we're kind of on fire. We want to make these big plans. And even with silence, we might want to say, okay, well, if I really want to be spiritually, you know, on fire here and I want to make progress, maybe I should be spending 20 or 30 or 40 minutes just in silence. And that might be unrealistic starting out. And you might need to start small. Maybe just give yourself 5 minutes and then slowly progress after that. You know, when 5 minutes, boy, I could have spent more time. Okay, then up it to 7 or 10 minutes. And once that goes by and you realize, oh, I've been able to spend this time just being happy to be in the presence of Christ, whether that's there in Eucharistic adoration or maybe it's, you know, at home where you have that special place set aside for your time of prayer, you can take it in kind of small chunks and build upon that as you grow more comfortable in that silence and your mind doesn't start wandering into other areas and then you kind of get on yourself. okay, now I got to kind of start all over again. Because I think all of us do that, Father.
Absolutely. I say it to myself all the time. I'm sitting here in the office working on a case, and all of a sudden, things will start moving in a certain direction, and I have to say to myself, focus, focus.
Yeah.
Get back to the duties at hand, because we cannot live a split life. We can't be schizophrenic in either our spiritual life or our work life. There's only one thing we should do, and that's focus, always in the presence of God. Excellent point that you're saying. If you can't do 30 minutes, for goodness sakes, give it 5 minutes. But discipline, discipline. I will give you, Lord, 5 minutes. And maybe tomorrow I'll move it up to 6. But as you can do it, it's not a checklist. It is not about success or failure. It's about perseverance in the prayer life.
Right, right. Again, talking with Father Ramil Fajardo, taking your phone calls at 888-914-9149 as we talk about developing that spiritual plan for our lives, that plan for our spiritual lives. And what have you done to build that routine into your spiritual life, to be able to have that time set aside, those moments that you know you're going to be able to enter into prayer? And how have you seen some of the fruit of that in your life? How have you been able to grow in holiness, grow closer to Christ? How has Christ shown himself to you in those moments, especially as you've been able to do that over a long course of time? Maybe it's a struggle for you to find those moments to pray, and you're looking for some advice to be able to make that kind of routine in your life. 888-914-9149 is the number to call and speak with Father Ramil Fajardo. 888-914-9149, or email us innerlife@relevantradio.com. And we'll continue our conversation in just a moment here on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. Welcome back to The Inner Life on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. I want to say thank you to Nick Centovich, my producer here, and to Thomas Engesser. He's screening calls here during this hour. Thanks for their help. Thank you for joining us here. And a big thank you to Father Ramil Fajardo, who's taking an hour out of his day to join us as our spiritual director here on The Inner Life. And today, talking about how we can set that plan in place for our spiritual life so that we have that steady progress that we're making. We're not trying to just wing it, not trying to just improvise in our spiritual lives, but that we really do have those set times, those set prayers that we want to pray throughout our day that allow us to make steady progress in growing closer to Christ. And as Father Ramil said at the beginning of the hour, it's really all about our goal of becoming saints. And, you know, we've talked about that the plan of life, it shouldn't be a checklist. We shouldn't be so goal-oriented. Well, I guess if you have one goal in life, let it be that you become a saint. That's that's your goal orientation right there. Father Ramil, want to go back to what we were talking about just before the break. You know, when we are first approaching growing spiritually, you know, kind of that either beginning of our faith journey, or maybe we've had a coming back to the church, and we're excited, we're ambitious, and we want to try and accelerate our spiritual development and our growth, but there's also the potential for burnout. We talked a little about that with the silence, but what advice would you give to somebody who is fairly new or kind of coming back to their faith? Helpful guidelines so they don't burn out, they can really make that ongoing steady progress in spiritual growth.
Well, you know, the old expression, your mileage may vary. Any advice I give is always to be tempered or, you know, tailored to each individual experience. So the general idea of somebody coming back or encountering burnout can be both answered in this way. It's like being on an airplane trip, on a long flight. When I was a kid, we would fly from O'Hare to Tokyo and then on to the Philippines. And those 12 hours were long. And you'd sit there and there'd be a lot of bumps along the way because you're flying against the wind. But it's just simply a matter of sitting down and being engaged in some activity, but never counting the hours. You know, a clock will never tick fast enough if we're watching it. We all know that. So how to avoid burnout? Number one, rectify your intention. Ask yourself, not in an accusatory way, but say, why am I doing this? I'm doing this, Lord, because I love you. And we're not talking to ourselves, we're talking to our Lord. So again, if we notice that we're getting tired, if we're getting burned out, why am I doing this? Lord, you know all things, you know that I love you. To quote St. Peter, you know all things, you know that I love you. All right, let's try this again. And folks, there's no penalty for beginning again. Absolutely none. If we fall, let's try again. Let's kind of even laugh at ourselves because we're such weak human beings that a little bit of a sense of humor really does go a long way. So did we miss something? Did we kind of have a less than good attitude about doing something? Laugh at yourself. Laugh at yourself and say, oh, here I go again. Let's try this again. So try again. Rectify your intention. Why am I doing this? Lord, because I love you, and you know that I love you. Let's try this again. For those who are starting out in the spiritual life, number one, don't chew off more than you can do. Begin with a simple prayer, and then perhaps maybe with the help of your parish priest or a spiritual director, if you're able to get one, build on that. Build on that. You can't possibly build a big, I don't know, factory and then figure out a product. No, that's not the way. You figure out what you're trying to do, and that is to get closer to the Lord. Let's not be so ambitious that we bite off too much and then we do go into burnout.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, a lot of what you're talking about goes back to what's that intent? You said that before. And if we're doing it for ourselves, I want this for me. Well, you're missing out on the fact that it's a relationship. Are you just happy to spend time in that relationship with Christ? And so what's our intent there? Father Ramil, let's go back to the phones. Terry's calling in from Los Angeles. Hi, Terry. Welcome to The Inner Life. You're on the air.
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning. Yes, Father. My question is, how do you balance your life activities to put in more prayer? I have my plate is full. I have elderly parents that I need to care for, and I have a full-time job. I have my household, and I have church ministry. I think I'm doing too many things from what other people tell me, and that's hard for me to cut back because I always say, or I think the Lord needs me in all these areas, and then, but I also need to spend time in prayer and connecting to Him. Any advice on balancing all these different areas?
You know, sometimes the most uncomfortable thing to say to people is that at some point, choices have to be made, and some things will just have to be put on hold. The one thing you cannot hold off is your prayer. Okay? It might have to be adapted. So, for example, taking care of elderly parents. Now, this is very common. I know a lot of people who are taking care of their parents because they don't want them in a home or they do need help. One little hint, look at them as though they were Joachim and Anne. And treat them with all the refinement and delicacy that, say, our Lord would have looked at on Joachim and Anne. And that is also prayer right there. If you do things for your elderly parents and you try your very best to do it in the presence of God, then you will be praying while you're helping them to go to the doctor's office or to work on something on the computer for them or take them out for lunch or something. If you're thinking in your head, Lord, I see Joachim and Anne here, then that right there is prayer. Can't get to your personal private prayer? All right, do your prayer while you're at the doctor's office or on the internet paying bills for them. Whatever. Find creative, refined, and elegant ways to not only serve them, but to be praying in the moment. Okay? Another thing, like I said, sometimes choices have to be made, and some activities are just going to have to be put on hold. That's up to you to figure that out. But if you are feeling burnout, and if other people are saying that, then you have to ask yourself, what is my daily schedule? And please, please, please never give up on the prayer. It may have to adapt, but don't give up on it.
Yeah. Terry, thanks for the call. Father, I also remember talking with some older couples, and my wife and I, this was probably at least 10, 12 years ago. And we were saying, oh, we feel bad. We wish we were able to devote more time to volunteering and helping in our parish. And the older couples that we were talking to, they said, oh, don't worry about that. You're at the stage of life where you're just busy. So, you know, go to Mass, make sure you make it every week, do, you know, that daily time in prayer, focus on what you've got going on with your family life, because at a certain point, your kids are going to be out of the house and all that volunteering that you want to do, you're going to have an abundance of time that you'll be able to do that. So, you know, just understanding that there's also seasons of life is very important.
Very important. Correct.
Father, we're getting close to the end of the hour here, and I know there's so much more we could talk about, but for anybody listening that's saying, I'd like to learn a little bit more of this, I'd like, maybe some additional resources, anything that you might recommend that will go into more detail on this concept of a plan for our spiritual lives, any books, or maybe looking to the example of one of the saints who incorporated this very strategically in their life?
Yes. There's one specific book I have in mind. The title is Plan of Life by Father Roger Landry, a friend of mine. It's just a wonderful title. You can get it at Daughters of St. Paul. It's titled Plan of Life by Father Roger Landry. And then there's also The Little Manual for Spiritual Growth by Father John Portavella. And finally, another title, Live Today Well, St. Francis de Sales' Simple Approach to Holiness by Father Thomas Daly. Those three books are a very excellent start in learning simple, basic holiness and developing a plan of life.
We've only got about a minute left here, too. One other just brief question. We've talked a lot about daily routine. There are some aspects of our spiritual life that aren't necessarily daily events. I'm thinking of going to confession, for example. You know, it's doubtful that anybody should really be going to confession every single day. How do we kind of build that into that plan of life, things that aren't daily but still need to happen in our lives?
As I always say, there's always room for improvement. So a good examination of conscience, and it should be brief, no more than, say, 2 or 3 minutes every night. How have I done wrong today? I'm sorry, Lord. What have I done well today? Actually, you know, Lord, I'm really struggling to do well, and I didn't lose focus today. Thank you. And finally, what can I work on tomorrow? And I will try my best to do that better tomorrow. That way, if you're doing an examination of conscience, a brief one, very brief, I would say a good rule of thumb then would be a monthly confession if you find it possible.
That's perfect. Father Emil, thank you so much for being here with us for the hour. We've got about 15 seconds. Could I ask you to offer a blessing for our listeners?
Almighty God, through the intercession of St. Francis de Sales and St. Jose Maria Escrivá, may we find you, Lord, in our everyday, ordinary lives and grow closer to you. And may Almighty God bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. All right. Thanks again, Father Emil. Great to talk to you always. The podcast of this hour, if you joined us late, you want to go back and hear something, or if you listen to the whole hour and you just want to go back and hear something again, find the podcast at our website, relevantradio.com, or on the Relevant Radio app. We'll have it posted there here in just a little bit. Stay tuned. We've got Mass coming up next. And tomorrow, I hope you can join us. We're going to talk about letting go of those attachments that we have in our life here on The Inner Life. Have a great day.